last week, we had, or the week before, we had Jay Clark, who's a great journalist at the Herald Sun and Triple M, obviously. He went with the top 100 paid players in football, put a few noses out of joint in particular. I think Max Gawn got his nose put out of joint and certainly contacted Jay and said that he had it wrong, and there's a few other people. So I thought we'd turn that around and we do the top five.
Does Jay-Z get told what he can and can't say?
Absolutely not. Jay-Z does what he wants.
Okay, all right.
Top five paid football journalists, Howard.
And where's the, like, how much information has been dealt? How much work, what have you done?
Researcher, Howie.
Yeah, there's massive research done this week by myself. I've made zero calls on this. This is what I think, Howard, pretty much.
Did you start this list at 2 minutes to six?
No, I've had the list in my head all day, Damo, but I've just started to put all the figures together. So it's all mine. So
you're going to go from five to one.
Well, that's the general way the top five works, Howard. Would you like to do it a different way this week?
Off you go then.
Okay, I've got some honourable mentions because not everybody, and there's a bit of criteria, obviously. No. It's better if you're doing TV, radio and print. So a journalist who used to be a journalist like an Eddie Maguire doesn't fit into this list because I feel like he's gone
too
past
big.
Journalism.
Oh, he's too big.
He's gone to be a broadcaster.
Yeah, good call, Nate.
Yeah, it's good. I don't need reaffirmation.
Reaffirmation.
Reaffirmation, Howard. Anyway.
Not the best start. It's not the best start.
Okay, some honourable mentions. And I've given Finn the Bagman an honourable mention. He's not getting paid a lot at the moment, Finn the Bagman. But he gets the coffee for people. And I think that in time, Finn the Bagman is going to be running these networks. He is that smart.
He'll go past them all.
He will go past them all.
I'd like to buy shares in Finn.
So in the top five, Tommy Brown didn't make the top five. He is a hard, hard worker, Tommy Brown. Strategically took less in 2019 and 2020 with a proviso that he's on TV more times than Mark Stevens in those 2 years. So he's on less at the moment, and he wants 2021 to be a big year.
He got a big whack in Jared Ruffhead's book this week, Tommy Brown. Ooh. Might come back to that a little bit later on.
We might.
Out of interest.
I think Tom Morris has got big things ahead of him at Fox. I think he's a man that needs a 2-year plan, though, for an asteroid, because at the moment I feel like he's a bit thin on top, and he needs a good 2 years to thicken that up for his own confidence, and then he could extrapolate out into other areas and get multiple streams of income. So
what you're saying is if he had more hair, you think he would get paid more?
Oh, you're a quick learner, Howard.
It's an extraordinary link.
Sam McClure, just outside, he's clearly the most happy with himself of all these journos at the moment. Just ask him. He's a very
using this as a chance to spray blokes before he's even got to the top
five. We like it. We like it a lot.
Mitch Cleary, just outside the top five, and now it's a big belief that last week he was stood down by the AFL for posting something that he wasn't meant to post by Brooke Cotchin, but I've had it confirmed to me, Howard, in the last 24 hours that it wasn't that at all. It was some salary cap issues in at the AFL Damien Barrett's taking too much of the pie over there. So they said, you just have to sit out a couple of weeks because we don't have the money to go around because Damo, he's everywhere at the moment. So they are the men that didn't make the top five. Mm. So here is the fifth person. And the fifth person goes in as Jake Nile, who is the chief football writer at The Age. Now, Caro
probably... Fifth
highest paid journalist, and I'll get to his wage in a minute, Jude.
Right.
Gee whiz. I don't know about naming the wage.
So it's an estimation, Howard.
That's right. I like it.
So it's about 250, I would have thought. 250 for the year.
250 for Jakey.
The chief age football writer.
This is extraordinary.
Damo's certainly rocked off his chair there.
Jake Nile could be earning more, and he was on Fox Footy earning, but he's not earning that anymore because, like Judge, he's not great on TV. So he is sitting at number five just waiting for somebody else to take that spot.
Should Jake not get the finesse right as well? Or is it too far gone?
It's gone.
Okay.
It's way too... A bit like yours. It'd be like you trying to get on a finesse.
So I know, again, I'm slow to catch up, but you're saying Jake Nile comes in fifth and Jake gets paid $250,000 a year.
That is correct, Howard. Would you like me to go through your contract too?
Yeah, okay. Number four.
There has been a little bit of research done. I won't lie.
Okay, good.
Now, number four comes in and a very respected journalist by the name of Mick Warner.
Ooh.
So Mick Warner is obviously the son of the ASIS boss, Nick Warner, the chief of spies in Australia, reports directly to the PM and Rumour has it that Rupert Murdoch himself rated Warner so highly that they sent him to New York to be a hard-hitting crime reporter at the New York Post. This is how much they rate Mick Warner. So I look at that and think Mick Warner gets paid very, very well.
And who does his father work for?
ASIS, the chief of spies in Australia.
The head of ASIO, effectively.
Reports
top
directly
spy,
right. to the PM.
Yes. Okay.
Would you like me to repeat it again?
No, I'm just trying to follow.
You're slow on the uptake,
and you said he's respected.
Respected, right.
Damo. Not another one.
What are you doing?
I have work with Mick Warner, and I particularly like Mick Warner. He's a very good Richmond man, and I thought he does some radio with another station. I thought he probably gets about 40 from that, and to be the print journalist he is, he's around another 2 to 220.
New cashies on the side.
So he's at 260 estimated.
Just got
so
past
just
Jake Nile.
Pips out Jake Nile.
He's got Jake.
Just the ATO ticking these off.
Which brings us to number three.
Yep.
And our man over there.
Ooh. Number three.
Damien Barrett.
Only three.
Damien Barrett. And as we know, Damo, he's very, very good. He's been in the print journalist. He's been a radio man for a long time. TV, I've given him around 50. He does the Sunday footy show.
50?
If he had been a bit warmer and been able to host a bit better, I reckon he could have been a host of a show by now. So he probably he's giving up 150 by
you,
not
you
being able
be
to host
the
show.
You wanted to be the host of that show and TJ got the gig.
So radio, around a package of about 80,000 at Triple M, I would have thought. And then his main gig at the AFL. 250 at the AFL. It brings him to 380,000 at an estimate.
Hey, given your information, we know why he did what he was told at the AFL on those numbers.
Exactly,
that makes a lot of sense now.
Exactly.
That does make a lot of sense.
Holds it very close to his chest. When you're getting paid that sort of much, you go, Mitch, who?
380.
Clear him out.
380 for Damo.
Okay. And what really riles Damo is the number two man. And it has to go to the chief football writer, who's got the triple banger. He has got the TV, the radio, and the print. So he's clearly the chief football writer at the Herald Sun, which I've estimated to be about $300,000.
So you're talking about Mark Robinson now?
Mark Robinson.
So you're saying he's pulling 300 from
the
Sun.
Just the Herald Sun.
He's gone past Damo just with his Herald Sun work.
Exactly.
Oh, that's got to hurt, Damo. That's got to hurt. Damo's quiet down. And he's ringing one of his three managers saying, what's going on?
You might have to put a fourth manager on.
Get a boil.
You've told me that people get paid very well at Fox.
They do.
And this man, Mark Robinson's been at Fox. He's been a stalwart there. He's got his own show with Waitley every night, three or four nights a week. So he would be paid handsomely for that. I've estimated around 200.
200 out of Fox.
So he's up to 500, and he does some radio as well.
Yep.
So 550 for Mark Robinson. But number two, it is a tightly held spot because I've got some issues with his lifestyle and his health. So he needs to really work on that to remain at the second spot in this countdown because he just needs to healthen up a bit. I would have thought Mark Robinson.
I think it's time for the dump button.
I've got a text message of Spirit. Then they're out. They're going to stick with mine, but they cannot do another top five. It's just coming from Spirit CEO. Make it stop.
And this man is at the cream of the crop at the moment, and he splits his earnings between two forms. Number one comes in, and it is Jared Waitley.
Ooh,
a fantastic journalist. And I think he came to Croc Media at a very good time when Hutchie had the checkbook out and it was flowing freely at one stage, Hutchie's checkbook. I think to get him out of where he was to get the Croc Media to do what he's doing, half a mil.
Oh, 500.
Boom.
Just
500. That's Judd sort of numbers.
Big numbers.
Do you realise that there's other SEM people who are listening to this who will be shattered by knowing that he's on that figure, if that figure is right?
Their figures were in the paper anyway, Damo, not that long ago. Were they or not?
So
tell me I'm wrong.
Is my man Tim Watson's figure in there?
No, Tim Watson.
What about Gary?
No, this is my top five. They're former footballers, Damo. They don't make
no,
the
but I'm worried about the wage being revealed to those people.
So, and
500 for his radio,
and about a quarter of a mil for the TV. I think he's at Fox Footy to be paid more than Robbo because he is the host of their program.
Are you worried about his health?
So that I think
he's got no healthness issues.
He's going very well. He's going very well.
How was health part of his conversation?
Needs to do a couple of F45s, so much. So 250. That comes to 750. He's worth every penny. That Jared Whateley. I love the way he goes about it, and that is the top five.
Wow, research on
very
point.
Thorough. Very thorough.
There'll be no blowback next way for that. No,
that'll go completely under the radar.
Judging by Damo's body language. Scarily accurate, I reckon. you picking that up at all?
You know I study body language. Yes, and there are a lot of tells there.
Very uncomfortable. Yeah.